Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it. I cannot wait to check out the morning show. Jen Aniston and Reese Witherspoon have been making the media rounds. And Jen said to prepare for her role as an anchor woman, she went to Good Morning America.
Yes, I went and I shadowed a GMA. Got there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
And it is a fascinating world. It's like an engine that revs up for these 2 hours from 5 to 7. And it's just, and they were all just so gracious. And a lot of, you know, women were coming up saying, you've got to tell them what this is, what happens.
Oh, really?
And they don't let us do this, and they can't, yeah.
Oh, is that right?
A lot of people just like saying, please. It's almost like they're in cages going, get me out of here.
The secrets behind daytime television. Speaking of secrets, Megyn Kelly says that NBC should release all Matt Lauer accusers, all their agreements of keeping everything secret.
They haven't gotten specific about what monies were paid out to whom. Show us the money. The number one thing that needs to happen now is they need to release any and all Matt Lauer accusers from their confidentiality agreements. NBC says it has nothing to hide. Great. Let's not hide anything. Show us all of the agreements, the enhanced severance agreements that were reached, or at least the numbers, so we can see which ones pop out, which ones are super high. And are they all women? And do they all have a connection with Matt Lauer? And number two, release the women from their confidentiality obligations.
Boy, I bet they regret firing Megyn Kelly. Hey,
Megyn!
We just meant take a vacation. Come back.
Megyn! Okay, so this is going to get so juicy. Also, departed today show anchor Ann Curry, who I loved, obviously does not have a great relationship with Matt Lauer. And they're saying if she spills, she will destroy Matt Lauer. She knows all the inside secrets. She worked alongside him from 1997 to 2012. And she knows more than anybody else and can take him down. I mean, this is just the beginning.
I love the fact that all these things are coming out. I don't like that this happened to these women and men too, over the course of time with people just harassing them. But doesn't it kind of hurt your soul? Like, doesn't it suck a bit? Not that you should idolize someone, but we all idolize somebody. And it's like, man, like, I thought Matt Lauer was a cool dude.
Right.
I didn't really think Harvey Weinstein was a cool dude. I'm like, man, I thought R. Kelly was cool. I Believe I Can Fly, Remix to Ignition.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing to little girls? It's like, why?
I know.
Dude.
I know. Oh. It's very disheartening. So anyway, this is just the beginning, but I will keep you updated for sure. Over on The Voice, Blake Shelton says, yes, he and his girl Gwen Stefani compete, and they love it.
It's no different than if Gwen and I were playing, you know, cards. She wants to win, and I want to win. And that's what they pay us to do on this show, is to try to win the show. She's not competitive. She'll be the first to tell you, right up until it gets competitive, and then all of a sudden she is.
And then she is. He says he would much rather have Gwen, his lady on the show, than Adam Levine. Oh, okay. Interesting. The bromance taken down a notch. And lastly here, ASAP Rocky admits he is a sex addict. He was on the show WeTV's Untold Stories of Hip Hop. And he says not only that, but he has been sexually addicted, not high school, he says probably even junior high.
I was always a sex addict. Yeah. Like, I was horny. Like, probably junior high. I literally just was horny. I've been a sex addict for some time, yeah. These are things that people stay away from and they don't like to admit. I can't be embarrassed about it. Wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't do nothing that I'm not proud of speaking of.
Wow, so what's that, like 12, 13, 14?
I can believe that. I know as a boy, like, I wasn't having sex at that age, but I know at that age, I was definitely, like, you know, just hormones raging. So, I mean, I don't know if girls would have hooked up with me. Maybe I would have been one, too, but I can just see how you have feelings. Some people have, like, hardly any. Other people, it's, like, over the top.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just your body, the way you're made up.
Well, he's bringing light to it, so, hey, own it, baby.
All right.
Yes.
Mackenzie with the tea. A very, very delicious tea.
Yes.
Here on Joe and Mackenzie. Google is now telling people that own this that they should warn their guests about that when they enter their house.
Whoa.
It's funny that I see this today in the news because I thought the same thing when I went into somebody's house the other day. I'm like, wait a minute. What are we talking about? Don't worry. We'll give you all the details so you know what's happening next here on Joe and Mackenzie.